BCSSS, British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme. Pensions news. Part of the coal mining community since 1947. 2023 newsletter. Welcome. I'm delighted to introduce myself as Chair of the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme, the BCSSS. My name is Cheryl Agius, and I stepped into the role of Trustee Director and Chair of the scheme in September. I'm an actuary, and I've spent my career working in pensions and insurance with companies such as Aviva and Legal & General, where I was CEO of their general insurance business. I'm really looking forward to working with the trustees to help our members get the most out of the scheme. I've already been impressed with the professional manner in which the scheme is run, from the focus on ensuring members get a good service, through to the security provided to members' pensions by the government guarantee. Although I am a new trustee, I am very aware of the rich history behind the BCSSS. Indeed, the scheme has been looking after members' pensions since 1947. This September, we celebrated the history and community spirit of the scheme with a series of regional meetings, which some of you might have attended. You can hear more about this later on in the newsletter. As well as providing members with their pensions for over 75 years, BCSSS can also continue to support your loved ones after you die. You can also find out about that later in this newsletter. In between these highlights, you'll find plenty of facts about the scheme, useful information and guidance. I hope you enjoy the newsletter and, as the festive season approaches, I wish you a very happy Christmas. Cheryl Agius, Chair. News. Here's what's been happening since our last newsletter. Your pension is increasing. Your pension will go up again this year in line with the November Retail Price Index, RPI. Last year, inflation was high, so your guaranteed pension increased by 14%. Inflation is still relatively high, but it has reduced recently, so it's likely that your increase will be lower than last year. If your pension is in payment, we'll send you a letter to let you know how your pension has increased. You'll probably receive this letter just before the 31st of January 2024 payday. If your pension is not yet in payment, you'll get a benefit statement later in 2024 with full details. Update on the Capita cyber incident. Earlier this year, we wrote to members about a cyber incident that happened at Capita in March. Capita provides administration services to the scheme. Unfortunately, the incident might have affected the security of personal data for many of our members. Since then, Capita has investigated what happened, taken steps to improve security, and worked to reduce the risk to members. We understand that Capita has no evidence that information resulting from this incident has been misused or that it is available illegally. We are not aware of any members' data being compromised. Please look out for unusual calls, emails, or activity on your bank account. You can hear more about how to protect yourself from scammers later in the newsletter. An update on the scheme's 2021 valuation. The scheme's 2021 valuation showed the scheme to be in good financial health. This is largely due to high investment returns, relative to inflation, over the 3 years since the previous valuation in 2018. In line with the rules of the scheme, the strong funding position of the scheme triggered a consultation with the government. During the consultation, the trustees asked the government to consider whether there were ways to take advantage of the strong funding position to provide additional benefits to members and payments to the government. Such an arrangement would be outside the rules of the scheme, which is why the trustees needed the government to agree. The consultation has now been completed. The guarantor did not feel it was appropriate to make changes to the scheme, having considered the risk to the guarantor if future investment returns fell short of those required. The next actuarial valuation is due in March 2024. The trustees look forward to engaging with the government again as part of this process. About your scheme. Looking after your pensions since 1947. Quote, today, January the 1st, 1947, will be remembered as one of the great days in the industrial history of our country. The coal mines now belong to the nation. Unquote. Those were the words of Clement Attlee, the Prime Minister when the coal industry was nationalised. On the same day, your scheme was established by an Act of Parliament. Today, BCSSS is still one of the largest occupational pension schemes in the UK, providing benefits for over 40,000 members. A lot has happened in between. Over these pages, you'll see some of the key milestones. 1947. The scheme was established after the nationalisation of the coal industry. It was known as the National Coal Board Principal Superannuation Scheme, NCBPSS. The normal retirement age was 65 for men and 60 for women. 1964. Annual pension increases were introduced. Pensions went up by 1.25% a year. 1971. Annual pension increases were linked to the Retail Price Index, RPI. 1986. The scheme changed its name to the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme, BCSSS. And 1987, the normal retirement age for men was lowered to 62. 1990, the normal retirement age for men became 60, the same as for women. 1994, following privatisation, British Coal stepped down as sponsor. The government became guarantor for the scheme, and surplus sharing was introduced. 2015. The funding position of the scheme meant that the bonus pensions, which had been paid from surplus sharing since 1994, were in danger of being lost. Key changes were therefore made to the scheme's structure. The surplus sharing agreement ended, but future benefits were fixed, meaning bonus pensions can no longer be taken away. Which brings us to the present day. Just over 75 years after your scheme was established, over 400 members and their families came together in September to celebrate its birthday in a series of regional meetings across the country. we welcomed members to meetings in Nottingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, and Cardiff. These meetings gave members a chance to hear from their trustees, get an update on the scheme, and catch up with old colleagues and fellow members. The trustees were delighted to reunite so many members of the coal mining community, to hear their thoughts and answer their questions. You can hear the responses to some of those questions in a moment. The success of the regional meetings means the trustees will consider hosting more in future years. Members' questions. During the regional meetings, the trustees were happy to answer members' questions. Here are a few of the things they talked about. The way RPI is calculated will change in 2030. How will this impact the scheme? The calculation of RPI inflation is set to change in 2030. As things stand, we expect this change to mean lower increases for members from this date. As part of the 2024 actuarial valuation, the trustees intend to discuss with the guarantor possible measures to mitigate any impact of this change in the way that RPI is calculated. However, under the rules of the scheme, the government would have to agree to any changes. Will there be any money left over when the scheme has paid members all their pensions? We expect that the scheme will finish paying pensions to members in around 45 years. The total payments expected to be made from the scheme over this period far exceeds the current value of the scheme assets. Therefore, the trustees need to continue to invest and grow the assets to try to meet all the expected future payments. This means we do not expect there will be any meaningful amounts of money left when the last member dies. And if we ever find ourselves in the situation where we don't have enough money to pay remaining pensions, the government guarantee means the government makes up the difference. Does the scheme pay the Pension Protection Fund, PPF, levy? No. There is no need to pay the PPF levy because the government guarantee ensures that we will always be able to pay members' pensions. The guarantee means members will receive their full pension, whatever the financial outlook. And some amazing facts about our members. More than 100 members were over 100 years old. The oldest member was 106. The oldest spouse was 111. 263 members have been with the scheme since it started in 1947. Financial highlights. Your scheme in numbers. We've picked out some of the most important figures from the report and accounts to give you a snapshot of how your scheme performed over the year ended the 31st of March 2023. Our report and accounts explains how we've been looking after your pension. It will give you some information about the scheme's membership and how the scheme's investments have been managed. We've highlighted the most vital points, but you can find a lot more detail, including a copy of the report and accounts, on the BCSSS website. Number of members in the scheme at the end of the scheme year. On the 31st of March 2023, there were 42,790 members. On the 31st of March 2022, there were 44,812 members. how much money the scheme held in assets at the end of the scheme year. On the 31st of March 2023, it held £8,862,000,000. On the 31st of March 2022, it held £9,815,000,000. How much the scheme paid to members in pensions over the scheme year? Up to the 31st of March 2023, it paid £567 million. Up to the 31st of March 2022, it paid £557 million. Approximately how much the scheme paid to members every month. In the year ending the 31st of March 2023, it paid £47 million every month. In the year ending the 31st of March 2022, it paid £46 million every month. How we turn the scheme's investments into money for pensions. At the end of the last scheme year, we had £8.9 billion invested. That's money invested in everything from company shares to global bonds, property and national infrastructure. In public growth assets, we have £1.458 billion in shares in public companies. In private growth assets, we have £1.147 billion of shares in private companies, £1.322 billion lending to companies, £873 million in UK property, £593 million in UK infrastructure, and £226 million in other assets. In lower risk assets, we have £3.180 billion in global bonds and £63 million in cash. That money is there, of course, to enable us to pay members their pensions. Last year, we paid out £567 million. That means we had to turn around 6% of our investments into ready money that we could pay to members. Some of the money we pay out will come from us getting income from our investments. For example, if we buy shares in a certain company and that company pays out dividends to shareholders, we could use that money to help pay pensions. But most of the money comes from selling investments that we hold. To do this, we have a plan for what kind of investments we should sell and when we should sell them. Some investments are long-term, so we would be more likely to keep hold of those for longer. For example, we have held some UK properties in the portfolio for over 10 years. The property generates income through this period, although, as the size of the scheme reduces, at some point it will still need to be sold. Other investments are shorter term, and we might take relatively quick decisions about when to sell them, depending on market conditions. We invest in public and private markets. The public markets are open to all investors, such as companies listed on the stock exchange. Some of our investments in public markets include shares in some of the biggest companies in the world, such as Microsoft. Private markets aren't traded publicly. In a few moments, I'll be talking about some of the growth assets we invest on the private market. Investing for good. Investments that make a positive impact on the world often go hand in hand with higher returns. Here are some examples of the scheme's investments that are delivering the returns to pay our members' pensions while doing good for society and the environment. Transforming lives through learning. Learning Curve Group is an international training and education specialist. It utilizes government funding set aside for education and gets it to the people who need and want it most. Every year, it helps over 55,000 adults improve their lives through education, employment, or training. Sustainable buildings. ARC Logistics Park in Kent is a 130,000 square foot logistics facility with impressive eco-credentials. It features an on-site ecology park which promotes biodiversity and sustainable practices. It also boasts solar panels, LED lighting, and electric vehicle charging points. Wildflower grassland and a butterfly bank boost biodiversity. Generous windows flood the office space with natural light, cutting energy consumption while creating a pleasant place to work. Promoting best business practices. MassMobile is one of the largest telecoms operators in Spain. It was also Europe's first telecoms operator to become B Corp certified, which means it meets the highest standards of social and environmental performance, public transparency, and legal accountability to balance profit and purpose. In 2022, it attained the ISO 50001 Energy Efficiency Certification. It has signed up to setting science-based targets and has committed to achieve net zero by 2040. Protecting the world's water supply. Water scarcity is a global issue, which means governments are increasingly focusing on water management. Hydro International provides high-quality products to wastewater treatment plants, as well as services for the control, storage, and management of stormwater runoff. About your trustees. An update on your trustees. There have been some changes to your trustees this year. Cheryl Adges has been appointed as trustee director and chair of the scheme. Cheryl took over from Dame Kate Barker, who stepped down after 9 years as chair. The trustees would like to thank Kate for her stewardship and oversight of the scheme. Under her leadership, the scheme has continued its relentless focus on supporting and serving its members. You can find out more about Cheryl in her welcome article earlier in this newsletter. The results of this year's member election. John Owen has been re-elected as pensioner representative of the Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire constituency for a 4-year term. John received 47% of the votes cast. On behalf of the trustees, we'd like to congratulate John and thank all our members who stood for election and everyone who supported them. Results of the election at a glance. Number of candidates, 6. Winning candidate, John Owen. Total number of votes cast, 2,693. Number of votes for the winning candidate, 1,260. Percentage of eligible voters who voted, 28%. Who's on your trustee board? There are 8 trustees in total. 4 of them are elected by members, The other four are appointed by the other trustees for their skills and experience. Elected trustees typically initially serve for a four-year term, but there's no limit to the number of times they can be elected. Appointed trustees initially serve for a three-year term and can typically be appointed up to three times. Whether they're elected or appointed, all the trustees have the same key responsibilities. Your appointed trustees are Cheryl Agius, Chair of the Trustee Board, Alan Rubinstein, Chair of the Investment Subcommittee, Jim Shearer, Chair of the Administration and Benefits Subcommittee and the Discretions and Appeals Subcommittee, Alan Whaley, Chair of the Risk and Assurance Subcommittee. Your elected trustees are James Grant, Pensioner Representative for Scotland and North East England, David Griffiths, Pensioner Representative for the East Midlands, Southern England and Overseas, Bleddyn Hancock, Pensioner Representative Trustee for North West England, West Midlands, Wales and Northern Ireland, John Owen, Pensioner Representative Trustee for Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire. How to protect yourself and your family. After your death, the scheme rules allow for the payment of certain benefits, depending on your circumstances. Now, these could include a dependents' pension, a lump sum, or both. Here we explain how these pensions work and who might be entitled to them. Dependents' pension. The payment of a dependents' pension is different for different members, but broadly this is how it works. If you're married, we may pay a pension for life to your spouse or civil partner. Whether or not your spouse or civil partner is eligible will depend on whether you paid towards a spouse's pension through family benefit contributions. If you're not married, but are living with your partner and you support them financially, we might be able to pay them an adult dependent pension. This will be at the trustee's discretion. If you have children, we might be able to pay benefits to children if they are under 18, over 18 and in full-time education, financially dependent on you due to illness or disability. If a member left their job with a deferred pension, we won't be able to pay benefits to any children born more than a year after they left. Typically, there is no dependents' pension payable to people who don't fall into any of the above categories. Lump sum. If you die before you start taking your scheme pension, or within 5 years of taking it, we may be able to pay out a lump sum. Who can get the lump sum, and how much they get, will depend on your circumstances. There is no lump sum payable if you've been receiving your scheme pension for more than 5 years. You can tell us who you'd like the lump sum to go to by filling in an expression of wish form. If you've already filled one in, it's important to keep it up to date so it reflects your wishes. We have to pay out any money in line with the rules of the scheme, which means we do not have to do what it says on your form. But we will take your wishes into account where we can. You can make or update an expression of wish by contacting your scheme administrator. Their contact details are at the back of this newsletter. Or you can do it online. Go to bcsss www.coal-pension.org/login. This article is a summary of the benefits that might be payable after your death. There's more about all these benefits on the BCSSS website under the Death Benefits section. Ultimately, the scheme's rules and applicable law will determine your entitlement. Keep your pension records in one place. Your family members will need to get in touch with us when you die to inform us and to see if they are eligible for any payments from the scheme. The scheme is not covered by the government's Tell Us Once service, so they will need to contact us separately. You can make things easier for your family members by keeping all your BCSSS pensions paperwork together in one place, where they can find it. A relative can help you to contact us. If you need a relative to help you talk to us, just call our pensions administrator, Capita, in the usual way. Once you have answered the security questions, you can tell Capita that you give permission for them to talk to your relative. Setting up power of attorney can reduce worry. As we get older, we're more likely to have a hospital stay or to develop a condition that reduces mental capacity. If this happens to you, it can be useful to have someone you trust to help make decisions for you. Setting up a power of attorney is a common way to do this. There are two different types. One covers decisions about your property and financial matters. The other relates to your health and welfare. Millions of people in the UK have set this up just in case they need it at some point in the future. If you would like to know more, Age UK has some useful information about what's involved and how to go about it. Go to ageuk.org.uk or phone 0800 055 6112. If you set up a power of attorney, it will last for the rest of your life. The best way to ensure your wishes are carried out after your death is to make a will. Some charities and campaigns offer free will writing services. For more information, visit Will Aid, willaid.org, or Free Wills Month, freewillsmonth.org.uk. How to keep yourself safe from frauds and scams. Signs of a scam. Someone contacts you out of the blue, and this could be by phone, text, email, or by letter. Someone pretends to be from a reputable organisation, like the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme, and then tries to talk you into giving them personal information. This could be things like your bank details or other details that could help them access your savings. Or someone puts you under pressure to act quickly. The British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme will never call you unexpectedly. If we need anything from you, we typically get in touch by post first. We'll only ring you if we're calling after you've got in touch with us or you've asked us to call you. We will never put you under pressure to make a quick decision. While there may be times when we need to speak to you about your pension, we won't put you under pressure to make any quick decisions. How to spot if you're the victim of identity theft. Identity theft is when someone pretends to be you so they can commit fraud. Sometimes they try to take money from you, but sometimes they just use your identity to defraud someone else. Here are some signs that you might be the victim of identity fraud. For example, post arrives at your house for someone you don't know. Or there's unusual activity in your bank account. Or your credit rating changes without reason. If you think you're the victim of identity fraud, tell your bank immediately. How to protect your bank account. Don't give your personal information to anyone unless you have checked they are who they say they are. Never tell anyone the PIN number for your debit or credit cards. Bank employees will never ask for your full PIN. So if someone tells you they are from a bank and asks you for your full PIN, they are likely to be a scammer. Check your bank and credit card accounts regularly. If you see any payments that you do not recognize, report it to your bank immediately. What to do if someone says they're from BCSSS and you think they're trying to scam you? If they ask you to do something, don't do it. This includes giving personal information, like bank details. If they have called you, put the phone down. Call us on 0333 222 0074, or you can email us at bcsss@capita.co.uk. We'll tell you if the person calling was someone on our team. We'll also talk you through ways you can protect yourself if we think it's a scam. If you're on the internet, watch out for phishing scams. If you use the internet or have a mobile phone, scammers can use a technique called phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing, to try to defraud you. This mostly involves sending bogus emails or text messages, or tricking people into using fake websites. These messages look as though they come from reputable organizations, but they are trying to trick you into giving personal information, like your bank account and credit card details. Here are some tips for protecting yourself from phishing scams. Install the latest security software for your computer. Use a strong password and don't use the same password for everything you do. Don't share your passwords with anyone else. Check any links before you click on them. Don't open an attachment unless you're sure it's from a trusted sender. Be suspicious of anyone who asks for your bank or credit card details. Watch out for spelling or grammatical mistakes. This can be a sign of a scam. Check the address an email is coming from. It might say it's from someone you trust, but the address shows it's from someone else entirely. If you think you are the victim of a scam or fraud, you can report it and get advice by calling Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040. How to get help with your taxes. Free expert help on your taxes is only a phone call away. Tax Help for Older People can give you guidance and support on anything to do with your tax. They can help you find out if you're paying too much tax, or just give you a hand with your tax return. Some of the ways they can help you: tell you what your options are if your spouse has died, help you check that you're on the right tax code, check that you're receiving all the tax allowances you're entitled to. The charity has helped many people. Some have managed to lower their tax bills, a few have received tax refunds. Many more are enjoying better peace of mind. Contact Tax Help for Older People, THFOP, by phone 0333 207 5653. If you can't get through, please leave a message. THFOP will do their best to get back to you within 48 hours. By email, taxvol, I'll spell that, TAXVOL, at taxvol.org.uk, and by post, Tax Help for Older People, Unit 10A, Pineapple Business Park, Solway Ash, Bridport, Dorset, DT6, 5DB. Your pension will be paid on these dates in 2024: January the 31st, February the 29th, March the 28th, April the 30th, May the 31st, June the 28th, July the 31st, August the 30th, September the 30th, October the 31st, November the 29th, and December the 20th. And the contact information: who to contact and how to reach them. If you have any questions about your pension or the BCSSS scheme, please contact your administrator by phone 0333 222 0074, by email bcss@capita.co.uk, by post, BCSSS, P.O. Box 555, Darlington, DL1 9YT. If you have any queries about the tax you pay on your BCSSS pension, please contact HMRC by phone 0300 200 3300, or from overseas +44 135 535 9022, by post, Pay As You Earn, and self-assessment. HM Revenue and Customs. BX9 1AS. The Coal Industry Social Welfare Organization. The Coal Industry Social Welfare Organization, CISWO, is a national charity working across the UK to improve lives and reduce disadvantage in coal mining communities. CISWO's services are available to those previously employed in the coal mining industry, including partners, widows, and dependent children or adults with a disability. Through its personal welfare service, CISWO aims to enhance living conditions and maintain independence. It offers a free confidential home visiting service and offers assistance with welfare benefits, including an industry-related compensation scheme, a voice on mining-related issues, including illness and disability, help to access mobility equipment, support to reduce loneliness and social isolation, advocacy to express views and concerns and defend and promote rights, emotional support for loss and bereavement, illness and caring responsibilities, financial assistance at times of hardship through CISWO grants, or assistance through other agencies and charities, access to education grants for former mine workers and their dependents. For more information, go to ciswo.org.uk or call 01709 728 115.